The editor. I would like to make a few comments and ask for some more information regarding the recent story in your paper regarding a referendum on the 4th Street project. The federal government is going to post a $383 billion deficit this year. The $7.5 million funded by Prairies Can is not their money or the Tooth Fairy's, it will be taxpayers' money, as the only money any government has comes from the taxpayer. The $1.5 million for infrastructure will come from the taxpayers of Estevan. There are a lot of streets in Estevan in far worse shape than 4th Street. I would point out to the person who said that when governments spend money they do not have, taxes go up and so does inflation. How long ago was the water and sewer replaced in this area of 4th Street? Was 2019 the year the Saskatchewan Assessment Management Agency, in their wisdom, increased assessments by as much as 100%? The last time you had a widespread tax increase? What were the percentages of increase on commercial and residential taxes in 2019? You state the city will not pay down debt this year because of this project. What is the current total debt of the city of Estevan and how big is the interest bill? The reason for my concern is economics. All of our vendors are in Estevan. Business has two choices when taxes go up: increase the cost to the consumer or close the doors. In some cases, they have demolished the building as the tax bill still comes even if they close the doors. George Ford, Macon.